Any take on what's going on in terms of when bleeding occurs? And of course, it's been observed more in the lung than in the brain. And there's been a lot of debate about is this related to response or something else? Do we know anything more about what's going on there?
Well, certainly in the lung, the sense is its location. Central tumors, you know, and some of the x-rays that have been published that show this, I think, very clearly show that here you have a vessel where the free wall might be a large pulmonary vessel. So really, if you have a tumor and it becomes necrotic and it starts to pull away from the lung, it's pulling away from blood vessels, and those blood vessels can bleed. And I think that that's less likely to happen, for example, in the colon or the liver.
But I mean, would this be just a part of anti-tumor response or in some way tied into the anti-VEGF activity?
Well, I think it's probably the response, in my opinion. I don't think it's the anti-VEGF activity. I know in the early lung studies, we looked at a whole bunch of coagulation factors, and none of them seemed to be abnormal. Could it be that it's having an effect on healing or making the endothelial cells and therefore the vessels more friable and the capillaries perhaps more leaky? But I think it's mostly just the tumor shrinking, and as it shrinks, it actually pulls away from major vessels.
So do you think that this happens more commonly when response occurs to bevacizumab than, say, response to chemotherapy? Or do you think that maybe there's more response when you use bevacizumab and that's why you're seeing it?
Well, you ask a very good question. Patients who receive chemotherapy for lung cancer also suffer from hemoptysis. You know, chemotherapy is really not that active. So my sense is that it's because we're seeing enhanced activity in some of these patients with these lesions that are centrally located in the lung that we're probably seeing more bleeding. But again, there is a small amount of bleeding that's seen with chemotherapy alone in lung lesions. It's just the response is not as dramatic and happens over a slower period of time. So I think it's because, again, without data, you can think whatever you want. But my sense is that because you're seeing a rapid response, and perhaps there might be something about the friability of vessels, but the patients I've seen personally, and I've seen several myself who have bled, there were always cavitating tumors, necrotic in the center, suggesting that there was a lack of a blood supply with a very thin rim of tumor around it, but probably that's where the perforations occurred.